More than half of Massachusetts adults who tried to find help this year for a mental health or addiction problem say they had difficulty finding anyone who would see them. More than a third gave up, and 1 in 8 went to an emergency room. Those are some of the findings out this morning from a Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of Massachusetts study. Joining us now to talk about it is Foundation President Audrey Shelto. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
Audrey, who's at risk? Tell us more about the people going without mental health care or treatment for substance abuse problems.
Lower income people end up having a harder time finding mental health and substance use disorder services than higher income people. That's primarily people sort of in the lower middle income that have find it most difficult. People who are on Medicaid, or as it's known in Massachusetts, MassHealth, they have stronger and broader benefits, but we have found a particular problem cutting across the board, but particularly bad for Medicaid recipients, in that about 45% of mental health and substance use providers in Massachusetts don't accept Medicaid reimbursement. So I would say those who are most at risk are those who are low income.
So part of what you're telling me is that the wealthy can buy these services if they need them, but people in the low-income bracket and maybe the middle-income bracket can't necessarily find a provider who will take their insurance.
That's correct. Given that we have approximately 10% of providers in the Commonwealth who don't take any insurance, what they will accept is someone who can come in and write a check for the appointment.
And what's the result of this gap?
There are probably two major impacts. One is that people end up going without care. They feel that they have an issue related to mental health or substance use that needs treatment, but after trying to get care and not being able to, they give up. So the impact of that could be, you know, exacerbation of conditions. It could be taking a real toll on individuals and their families. On the other hand, some people, when they can't get treatment on an outpatient basis, end up going to the emergency department, even though they, in this survey, have said it's for treatment that they believe they could have gotten in the community if they could have found someone to treat them. But instead, by going to the emergency department, they're probably not getting appropriate treatment, and they're getting much more expensive treatment than would have been the case if they had gotten what they needed in the community.
I know you've been tracking the effects of Massachusetts health reform in annual surveys for many years. The state's done a pretty good job of increasing overall coverage, but it looks like that's not the case with behavioral health. Is part of the problem here that we've still not accepted that mental health can be as important as physical health?
When you look at some of these access issues and the fact that, you know, more than half of the people that are trying to get services for mental illness or substance use can't find a provider who will see them, one could surmise that that does mean that some people are not viewing mental health as, and substance use disorders as important as medical care. I read the results from this survey as unfortunately not surprising, but a real call to action to say we have got to start focusing on the fact that, you know, almost a quarter of adults in the Commonwealth say they need mental health or substance use disorder services.
So what are some of the actions you think could be taken to decrease the barriers to mental health treatment and treatment for substance abuse?
I think we have to look at that problem of providers who are not accepting insurance and therefore really not participating in the system. But we also have to look at the issues related to just what the burden is of practicing in the Commonwealth. I hear from lots and lots of providers that they've just had it and they don't want to participate in networks, you know, health plan networks, because it's just too much work, administrative work, and that's not what they went into this field for. Another is trying to expand the existence of emergency services and urgent care services in the community for behavioral health. You know, if you have a problem, if you have an issue and you can't get an appointment with your primary care doctor, you go to an urgent care center. We don't really have those on the behavioral health side, mental health or substance use disorder. So we're in lots of conversations about trying to expand the state's current emergency service system to be much more of an urgent care system that people could go to both to get access to services when they need them, but also avoid going to the emergency room when they don't need to and they don't want to.
Audrey Shelto, thanks for speaking with us. Audrey Shelto is the president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of Massachusetts. Again, thanks.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.